بچه ها سلام، عرض ارادت. همیشه دلم میخواستش که برای بچه ها یه فضایی رو ایجاد بکنیم که بتونن آینده کشورشون تغییر بدن. خیلی از بچه ها توی خاورمیانه، توی کشورهای عربی و ایران فکر میکنن نمیتونن تو دانشگاه تاپ دنیا درس بخونن، در حالی که من فکر میکنم این یه فرصتیه که به همه داده میشه. میدونید همه آدم ها حق دارن که درس بخونن، پیشرفت کنن و به آینده بهتر برسن. بعد من توی مدارس و دانشگاه دنیا شروع به کار کردم، یعنی اینجوری که باهاشون کار میکردم برای اینکه به اونا کمک کنم دانشجوهای خوب رو پیدا بکنن و به دانشجوها کمک میکردم که دانشگاه خوب رو پیدا کنن. میخوام باهاتون خیلی صادق باشم، تعداد مدارسی که همه اون شرایط که ما میگیم و داشته باشن خیلی زیاد نیستن. تعداد کمی از مدارس همه اون شرایط دارن. امروز اومدیم توی یکی از مدارس تاپ اروپا، تو خیلی از موارد فرست رنکه و مدارس سوئیس و انگلیس رو میزنه برای اینکه بچه ها بتونن توی بهترین دانشگاه دنیا درس بخونن و بهترین شرایط داشته باشن. ما هم یه توری تو مدرسه داریم، ما رو دعوت کردن، به ما محبت کردن، اجازه دادن که ما با شرایط آشنا بشیم، با هم دور اطراف میبینیم، کم از محیط لذت میبریم. بریم. Hello everybody, today we are in Amadeus and one of the top schools I believe in Europe, and so please.
Hi, thank you so much for coming here to have a tour of our school and to take a look. Welcome, and we want to show you around, show you our facilities, our new boarding house and a sneak peek into the classrooms and everything we have to offer.
Would be great actually, let's go.
Let's go.
Everybody, in this school, not only getting lots of facilities, but you have different languages. Like I can tell you in Farsi how you are welcome to study here. بچه ها اینجا میتونیم بیاید درس بخونین و همه دوستتون دارن. خیلی فضای مثبت داره. اصلا حالا میریم با هم میبینیم. انگار یه شهر کوچولوه. فضا بسیار زیباست. و خانم هم براتون به عربی بگن. پلیز.
مرحبا. اهلا و سهلا. نحن هون بفيينا وكثير حابة اني فرجيكم المدرسة، وهيدا بتكون opportunity لإلكم وفرصة انكم تجوا تتعلموا بانفايرمنت وبمدرسة كلها بقلبها كذا ناشوناليتي وعالم من كل انحاء العالم هون بيدرسوا وبيعيشوا وبياخذوا education top in Europe.
So please tell me, like I've heard that Amadeus has got special facilities for music also, right?
Yes. We are not only a boarding school and day school, mm-hmm. but we are also an integrated music and arts academy.
Okay.
So we have the opportunities for our students, for them to study and learn about their favorite musical instrument, have private lessons with their professors after school. We work with very renowned and famous professors, and we match the students according to their ability and according to their level in music,
okay.
which is perfect. In order to be part of the Music and Arts Academy, the student must be a normal student here in school at the beginning. So okay. they have to be a normal student, attend classes and everything.
Okay.
So just a little bit of background about the campus and about mm-hmm. where we are right now. We are in the 18th district in Vienna, just a 20-minute tram ride from the inner city, so from the downtown,
okay.
which is very accessible and perfect for the kids and for the students. We are also located, as you can see, as if we're in the middle of a park. Right here is our new boarding house. We just opened our new boarding house in August. We've been working on it for around a year.
Okay.
And thankfully it is done. There's just a little bit of final touches being done to the building. We are finishing the ground floor, which is going to be a cafeteria for all of our students.
I can hear the sounds.
Yes,
I think they're working
exactly.
for that.
Okay. The cafeteria will be having all of our kids have lunch at the same time there. It's going to be done as a buffet style cafeteria.
Yeah.
We have a chef that cooks everything in school.
Okay.
Everything's organic. We don't get anything from outside of the school, which is perfect.
Yes.
Our students really enjoy the lunch and the dinner, especially the boarding students, because they get dinner time, lunch time, of course, breakfast, and on Sunday they cook together. So there's a lot of nice spirits in boarding, especially.
Okay.
So this is something we'll also talk about a bit with our head of boarding, Mr. Malkin.
Okay.
So the building behind us right now is the building that most of our children use from grades early years 1 to grade 5. And it goes by floor. So the first floor right behind us is the kindergarten area. So where the ages of 3 to 6 are. And then they start getting older when you go up the floors of this building. A fun fact about this building, around 20 years ago, this was the Frauenklinik. So the women's clinic where women would come and give birth. So it was a women's hospital. And actually this whole ground of where the school is on the campus is called like the Semmelweis ground, because this was the Semmelweis clinic. We have many students who are actually born here and study here, which is very, very special, I think.
It's very special. Can you just say it in Arabic also?
Yes,
it was very interesting story.
Of
yes.
فهون على هدول الأراضي تبع المدرسة وراي هي البناية اللي كانت من زمان مستشفى نسائية كانوا النسوان يجوا يخلفوا هون فمن 20 سنة سكرت المستشفى ونحن أخذنا هيدي البناية وقلبناها لمدرسة فعنا كتير تلاميذ بيكونوا كانوا خلقانين هون وبيدرسوا هون فهيدا شيء كتير عنده ذكريات عند العالم بالنمسا وبالأخص بفيينا إنه كتير له أهمية هيدا المكان اللي نحن بندرس ونتعلم فيه وفاتحين المدرسة فيه لكل العالم والتلاميذ
بچه اینجا بیمارستان بوده بیبی به دنیا میمده بعد دیدن این خیلی فضاش جالب و خیلی استاندارده برای اینکه کیدز بچه ها اینجا مدرسه برن اومدن اینجا رو کردن مدرسه بعد خیلی از بچه که امروز اینجا هستن اینجا به دنیا آمدن اینجا که از بهترین مدرسه های وینه و حالا با هم بیشتر میخونیم
So right here, right now, we are walking in the playground of primary school.
Uh-huh.
So we're talking ages of 3 up until ages 13. This is their playground. This whole area is where they play. They play football here. They have the slides, sandbox, swings, a lot of facilities right here for the kids. And the secondary kids, so the older kids, don't come and play here or aren't here. They're not allowed here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something nice because they feel that this is private.
So the place are totally separated. So older children and younger children, they're totally separated. But خانواده ها نگران این نباشیم بچه های بزرگتر با بچه های کوچکتر جدان. Separated. This is the most important part.
Exactly. We all have the same break times. So when the primary students have a break, the secondary students would be in class. So when the secondary students come out to campus, and they also have permission to leave campus if they would like,
mm-hmm.
after the parents give us permission to do so, of course, they would have the whole campus to themselves, which is
very special, exactly. Yes. And everybody, this is very important to know. All schools, they are not allowed. It's not like every school can take children like 2-3 years old. But this school, because of the special facilities and the situation they have, they can take, as you said, from 3. And for example, an Iranian student, pupil, who is 4 or 5 years old, and the parents want him or her to raise up here, they can send the child here and you will take care of everything, right?
Of course, 100%.
100%.
So 3 years old is the minimum age for a student to join us.
Okay.
And then according to his age, he or she are placed in their according class.
Oh, God.
So that's fine. Boarding students, we talk about that a bit later, but boarding students start from the grade 6, so age of 12.
Age of 12.
Exactly.
Okay. So بچه‌هایی که برای boarding میان از سن 12 سالگی میان. دوستای خوبم جایی اومدی مدرسه انقدر بزرگه یعنی اگه بچه‌ها بهتون نشون بدن اینجا چند طبقه که قبلا بیمارستان بوده اون پشت مدرسه است اون پشت خوابگاهشونه اینقدر بزرگه من نمیدونم کجا شروع کنم یعنی اصلا ما خیلی مدرسه بزرگ دیدیم ولی این مدرسه خیلی خاصه. I can see that the school is very huge and you can see a lot of spaces dedicated to children from laboratory, from the dormitory, classrooms, all facilities are fantastic. Let's go and see the other parts, okay? Let's go.
From the fourth floor of the first building we were just looking at downstairs. We are now on the fourth floor and right next to our principal's office, head of school, Dr. Jeremy House. We would like to say hello to everyone and give a small word and just welcome you to our school and hope to see you in person very soon.
Okay.
All right. Please follow me. Hi, welcome. Right now we are at Dr. House's office, the head of school, and I would like to introduce you right here, and we would like to welcome you and say a few words about what we'd like to offer.
Okay, please.
Thank you so much for being here, and it's my greatest pleasure to welcome you to Amadeus International School Vienna, the only boarding school in Vienna, in this beautiful city, and heart of music and culture in Austria. We are an international school with more than 50 different nationalities.
Wow, yeah.
And the only full IB continuum school with to offer the four programs from the PYP, from the grade age three onwards, right through to 19 years old with the international diploma program and the career related program. We have 300 students and roughly 50% of our secondary students reside with us in our beautiful brand new boarding facility.
Yes, I can see. And which kind of facilities exactly? What is the difference between, I mean, here there are something, as I can see, totally different. Like the language here is English as the main language. Can you please just tell us a little about these special points?
Absolutely. So the main language is English, but we also encourage students to continue to work on their mother tongue development. Mm-hmm. We know that this is important for the development of their academic.
So is so. Like Iranian could continue their Persian.
Yes, yeah. And we would really recommend this as well. It supports the development of not only their cultural understanding of who they are, but also it supports the development of their second and third languages. Mm-hmm. So alongside from becoming academically proficient in English, mm-hmm. we would expect that a boarding student that joined us would also develop a working proficiency, if not also academic proficiency in German. And this is a particularly important point for them because by developing that proficiency in German, which I will do from immersion in the culture and in the city and through their German classes, they will have the opportunity to access the Austrian higher education sector, which is very well esteemed worldwide and also quite competitive.
This is my next question. As I was told, many universities here in Austria are almost free, like 350 euros per semester. The students here, do they have the chance to study in the top universities of Austria or in other universities in Europe? How could we help them in the school to find their pathway?
There is a pathway for every student, whether they wish to be doctor, engineer, lawyer, professional musician, to take over their father's company or something like this. There is a pathway that we can support them with. Our students attend universities all around the world, the best and most highly competitive ones, but many of them like to stay in Austria. It is Vienna particularly, it was the world's most livable city and greenest city for a very long time, and the students feel very at home here, particularly when they develop their language proficiency, and you're absolutely right, the universities here are high quality and very low fees.
So in comparison with US, whose universities are like sometimes $50,000 per year, maybe more. Here, the University of Medical School, I think it's like 1,500 euros per year. And students could get a very good education here, as I understand, yes. Investment on the education. But then in the university, they almost pay nothing in comparison with other universities.
Exactly. Okay. And we have a very strong career counseling program So we would begin this program even with grade 9 and grade 10. So 14 and 15 years old, to start to find out what are their passions, what are their strengths, how can we build on those strengths over the course of a couple of years, and how are they going to have the most options in their area by the time they graduate. So after they graduate, we also provide support with their next application into the university or college or whatever it is they are aiming toward. And for every area, there is some specialist information that you need. So you mentioned medicine. It is very important to know that if you wish to study this in Austria, it's very possible for particularly or any student, but you need to pass the medical exam on top of your high school leaving. So we can also support you with finding the right place, finding the right people to achieve this.
It's very important. Let me just tell the students, بچه ها, شما دانشگاه ویان تقریبا مجانیه. دانشگاه اینجا مثلا دانشگاه پزشکی سالی مدیکال اسکول 1500 یورو و مدیر مدرسه میگه ما اصلا کمک میکنیم بچه ها برن اونجا. Going back to this education situation, so the professors who teach here, how do you select your teachers? Are they just like bachelors, some diplomas, or the master degrees? How about the professors? Do we have someone who's got PhD and teaching the higher school students? Please just tell us about that.
We have probably, I think, 60% of our teachers have a master's degree or two, and 10% or 8 or 10% have a PhD.
10% are PhD and 60% are master. So, بچه 60%شون فوق لیسانس دارن, 10%شون PhD دارن که به بچه ها تدریس میکنن. And about the classrooms and facilities and computers, I think the school has all facilities needed for students to study, right?
Yes, we have everything that you need in this campus. State-of-the-art science labs, art rooms. We are an all Steinway school. We have more than 20 music practice rooms. We have school gym. We have brand new dining hall, dance studio, everything.
Also, every student gets a laptop from school.
Yes.
And I was told that in art and music, Amadeus is one of the very well-known one. We have a special facilities for students who want to improve their skills in art.
Yeah. There's two really important pieces of that. We have, number one, we're the first school in Austria to be able to offer the IB career-related program for music, and the first school in continental Europe to be offered this particular program for musical, for musicians. So the program enables talented musicians to come in, not to sacrifice their academics, but also be able to specialize and become a professional musician. This program is very, very special. And the second thing we have is a Music and Arts Academy. And our Music and Arts Academy is embedded within the fabric of the organization. And we believe this is particularly important because our students are able to develop their creativity, the critical thinking, the collaboration skills. These are the skills that universities are looking for and the skills that workplaces are looking for. And they develop those through projects with their peers that are musically or artistically based. So you don't need to be a specialist in these areas, but everybody benefits from this creative lens of education.
Okay, I think this is very important. I will just say a summary about that, بچه ها. شما اینجا میتونید آرت و میوزیک رو ایمپروف کنید در حالی که درس رو یعنی بهترش کنید, تقویت کنید بدون اینکه نیاز باشه درس اکادمیکتون رو بزنید کنار. And as if I'm correct, you said that we are in this special field of music, it's kind of the first one who is offering in the whole, you know, یکن تو کل اروپا, in all EU, right?
Yep.
اوكي
فكنا عم نقول انه هيدي المدرسه مش بس عالم ومدرس وبس, في عندكم الفرصه انكم كمان تختبروا الميوزك والارت بقلب المدرسه وتاخذوها من بعد المدرسه يعني مع الاساتذه وتحسنوا هيدا الشيء والونجسايد تاخذوها از ان اكسترا كوريكولر او تعملوها بعد المدرسه. اذا في حدا عنده انترست معين انه بده يكون شي نهار مغني او يعزف اله موسيقيه او بيانو, في كمان الخط اللي هو الكارير ريليتد بروجرام اللي هو بس يصير الواحد بصف العاشر بيقدر ما يخلص من المدرسة بس يضل بالمدرسة وكمان alongside it ياخذ دبلومة لتخوله انه يصير professional musician من بعد التخرج.
And I think you already have a student from Middle East, especially Iran. And how do you feel about the Iranian students? How could they come here? Because some of them ask us if there is kind of, you know, racism against them, to be honest. I feel this is totally wrong, as I can see that the positive atmosphere from close inside. And but it would be much better if you mentioned a few words about that.
I mean, our experience with Iranian students is very good. They come to us usually with very high level, very, very bright students, often some talented musicians as well. But really, I find the Iranian students we have are ones that want to learn. They are serious about their academics, but they also want to get the most out of the whole program. So they want to join the sporting activities. They want to go into the city and see the culture. They want to also practice an instrument. And they also very, usually quite happy. They're friendly people. And I think that helps in the boarding context because of they're open and they like to talk to others. And so they generally are quite popular members of our community.
Okay, great. And you have had good experience about them, right?
Yes, I am the person who helps them get initially into school and with processing their application. And I can say that I'm very proud that they are also part of our school community. They're all very friendly, nice students, very bright. Mm-hmm. And as general information as well, Vienna as a city has a really rich Iranian culture. So there's a lot of Iranian people that reside in Vienna from a long time ago.
That's true.
I think it'll feel like their second home as well, not just in school, but as a city as a whole.
Great.
One thing possibly to mention is often there may be some students sitting there thinking, well, everything is in English. It could be very difficult for me. Maybe my English is not quite the level. So we have a scaled level of English that we require for each year.
Okay.
And it's around B1 or B2 for the last final really important years.
Okay.
If you're coming a little bit earlier in, say, grade 8 or 9, grade 8 and 9, we're able to offer a intensive English program,
okay,
or a supported English program to help them in the first 6 months get their level of English up so that they can be at the level with the rest of their peers. So this is also a possibility, not just for Iranian students, but they will be sitting in this intensive EAL class maybe with a Brazilian student.
Okay. And you know, I always recommend the students to come earlier because, for example, if they come from the grade 8, let's say they get more integrated, so the language is easier than they're younger. But parents are concerned, do we have enough facilities? Like if someone gets sick, what happens? Do we have a doctor on campus? How is the situation? Yeah, the condition.
In the boarding house, we have a whole team of staff, of residential staff that live in the facility with them. So there is house parents, which act in loco parentis, which is as a prudent parent would. And there is also a nurse here every day who lives inside the boarding community, and a school doctor, who is our doctor, who has her practice just around the corner from here. So she is here one day a week, but also whenever we call her, she's coming directly here. If we need an appointment, we can go directly to her and we have priority.
So there is no worry to, there is no need to be worried, right?
There's really no need to be worried. I mean, the boarding experience is an incredible, it's not just about where they sleep while they receive their education. It's a part of the education. It develops the students' confidence, their character. And we also understand that it's a journey that parents go on as well. So I have this story that I tell quite often is, when younger students move in to the boarding house, sometimes the parent will call me up and they'll say, Dr. House, I'm very worried about my son. He's calling me every day and, you know, is he okay? Can you check on him? And then in 1 month time, the parent calls me up and says, Dr. House, I'm very worried about my son. He never calls me anymore. So they really adjust. The children adjust even faster than the parents actually to the boarding experience. But But we want to do this hand in hand because the parent still has the most important role for the development of their children.
I understand. So your children have the, let's say, kind of the best conditions to live here. And as I understand, if you want to invest on their future in an educational way, this should be the place that you should think about. So the last question is, some students start right now, you know, sometimes they call us before the January, they want to join the course. Is that only September they can come? Or do we have the chance to accept the students in one or two different intakes also?
Yeah, so long as we have space, then we're happy to run a rolling admissions program, which means we can take the student at any time. This is really important for us, for particularly people from Southern Hemisphere who have different schedules. So we can integrate students at any time, but our major intakes are September and January.
September and January. Great, actually. And everybody, if you want to come in the level, in the grade of 11th and your English is zero, this would be very difficult. So we do recommend with a good level of English or starting from
a bit earlier. So around 7, 8 and 9, I think that would be ideal for them to get integrated, as you said, and to improve their English level and really get to grade 11 really strong and confident with their language skills so that they can perform to their highest capability.
And I think we have great like laboratories, dormitories.
Which
we can go on.
Take a look at right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Hi, so we are now here at the art room of grade 11 and 12 only. We have an art room right next to it for grade 6 to 10, which we can't go in right now because there's a class going on.
Okay.
But as you can see, please, this is the room they work in.
Okay.
And you can take a look at this view right here.
ویوش هم ببینید بچه ها نگاه کنید چه ویوی داره yeah, it's very beautiful.
And these are some artworks that our kids work on and some projects.
بچه ها نگاه کنید برای کار هنریتون and this is for the design of the clothes or what is it?
They take fashion.
Oh, fashion. بچه اینا رو ببینید کار خود بچه هاشونه
We are at, on the floor of our laboratories along with the art rooms that you just took a look at and some of our 20 music practice rooms on campus.
Ah, okay.
So as we said, we are an integrated music and art academy and these are some of the rooms that our kids come into mm-hmm. to practice their music.
Okay.
Piano in here. When the professor comes, a student can practice the violin, the cello, the flute, the guitar, and this is the view that they would be seeing, which is beautiful.
Oh my God, this would improve the sense of art.
Of course, very inspiring.
But the question is that, as I can see, the professor would work like one by one.
Yes.
This is very important.
The private lessons are one-on-one with the students.
بچه,
No group.
بچه اینجا گروهی نیست. برای هر کدوم توی یه پروفسور موسیقی میذارن تک تک با هاتون کار میکنن. یه پیانو بهتون میدن یا فلوت یا هرچی که خواستین. تک تک کار میکنه. This is very nice. Let's go. مدرسه اولا تو کل اروپا یکن تو این موضوع خیلی موضوع مهمیه همینجور کلاس های مختلف برای اینکه تکی تکی کار کنن چنگ هم هست بچه ها اینجا داریم بریم طرف لابراتوار رو ببینید همه چی برای موسیقی امکانات پرفکته اصلا اینا مدرسه اصلا این دانشگاه تازه نیست
نه
تازه مدرسه اینقدر بزرگه بچه‌ها، ما اگه بخوایم کل ساختمونا رو بریم ببینیم، لابراتوارها جای مختلف، یه روز بعد تو راه باشیم.
So this is our first laboratory, which is physics and math.
Okay.
This is the first one. This is also used by our middle school students for science. So grades 6 to 10 also use this laboratory for science, one of the three laboratories we have. So let's take a look at our first laboratory.
It'd be great, actually. Jeez. So... اینجا بچه ها برای فیزیک و ریاضیه، فقط لابراتوار داشته باشین. برای هر کدوم از بچه ها امکانات خاص دارن، میز خاص خودشون دارن، پروفسور تدریس میکنه. Hello! And ویدیو پروژکتور، امکانات، و فقط نگاه کنید به چند تا لابراتوار دارن. برید نگاه کنید، بعد بقیهش هم میبینید. فوق العاده است.
As we walk through the halls, we can see that all of the artwork is made by our students.
It's all by the students, right?
Not necessarily students who are professionals, because the program is so rich, they actually do learn how to produce art, and all of these are done by students of all ages, so...
I'm very impressed to see all these... بچه ها تو مدرسه میکنند. Hello! چه امکاناتی گذاشتن، چه شرایطی گذاشتن، برای اینکه طرف بیاد درس بخونه، برای اینکه آیندهتون رو بسازید. اینجا رو که بسازید آینده رو ساخته. Let's go. اصلا من یاد مدرسه خودمون افتادم و درس خوندن خودم، و اینا اینقدر به ما محبت کردن، اینقدر تعریف گفتن، عالی بود، فوق العاده بود. اینا رو نها کنید، دانشجوها درست کردن. خیلی باحاله. دانش آموز اصلا از بچه 3 ساله اینجا میاد تا چه میدونم 18 سال که میخوام برن دانشگاه تاپ درس بخونن. ولی من فکر میکنم شما اگه باید اینجا درس خوندم دانشگاه رایگان وین برید، 2-3 سال اینجا رو درستتون، همجور که مدیر مدرسه آقای دکتر فرمودن، شما میتونید اینجا 2-3 سال رو درستتون تمرکز بکنید، بعد دیگه دانشگاهتون تقریبا سالی 1000 یورو 2000 یورو مجانیه.
Here is our second laboratory. This is the biology lab for grade 11 and 12. This is where they take
this biology. This is for the biology, okay.
And then it's also another science room, depending on what they're taking during the year, for grade 6 to 10. So
I see. اینجا یه دونه لابراتوار دیگه داریم بچه‌ها. بچه‌ها برای بیولوژی نگاه کنید، ببین چقدر فضاش اصلا فضای درس خوندن. This is the atmosphere that you should be in and study, you know. Everyone's talking nowadays about the computer games, many things, but we would rather to talk about the academics. This is the real future. Look how they have all facilities, the situation that you come in and follow your dreams, you know, to go after your passionate. Whatever you want. This is cool. So it's really different and various academic fields, not only the music, because no. Some of the students think that they're coming only to.
No, it's actually the music and the art is the smaller part of what we are as a school, because first and foremost the student has to be here academically as a student to be able to benefit from our Music and Arts Academy. Mm-hmm. And this is something that they do after school, unless they take the IB career related program, which is the music pathway, which is something else. But it's also important to let everyone know that kids don't just stay in the classroom and that's it. Sometimes, and a lot of times, class takes place outside in campus, in the grass, in the park, which is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Other times they go on trips, they go to museums, they go and visit places that are academic. We have 6 planned trips for our students this year, if everything goes well and COVID doesn't come back.
Okay.
Every trip is part of the curriculum and is paid for by the school because it covers an academic subject or an academic field. They have,
can I know one of these?
Of course.
What is one of, for example, one of them?
For grade 9, we have 2 trips to Italy.
Italy?
To Naples and to Rome.
And you pay for it? I mean, it's covered
yes,
by the...
it's covered by the school.
Just let me tell them. بچه ها مثلا 9 تا سفر به ایتالیا میرید، اینا هزینه هاش کاور شده با اون تیوشن فی که میدید، یعنی سفر خارجی اینا. اوکی پلیز.
There is also we are planning a trip to Spain, to northern Spain, to clean the beach and for the environmental and awareness. And this is also part of our grade 11 and 12 CAS, which is Community Action Service, which they have to finish a number of hours to be able to graduate with an IB diploma. So this is all part of the IB diploma package that they have to fulfill.
And IB is accepted all around the world.
IB diploma, you can say, is a ticket into any university you choose all around the world. It is the most renowned academic diploma. As soon as they see the IB diploma stamp on your grades,
certificate,
your certificate, you're good to go. And many times, if you take certain high-level classes in IB, because you have to take three high levels and three standard levels as part of the curriculum for grades 11 and 12, there are many instances where you get exempted from the first class in university because you've already covered it. So it's very well known in many universities around the world that if you take math high level, you don't need to do math 009, for example, because the level of high level IB really matches the university beginner level. So you get to save a couple of classes when you start university, which is also something that people take advantage of, especially if they know what they want to do, like medicine or engineering, and this would really help them go into university very strong as well academically.
I just want to say it in Farsi, you know, and then I think you should also say it in summary in Arabic, because it is important that the students know how they are investing on their future. This is what I'm always emphasizing. Everybody listen. بچه ها گوش کنید. شما وقتی میایید اینجا آی بی میگیرید، تمام دانشگاه دنیا انگار یه تیکتیه برای ورود به دانشگاه دنیا. تمام دانشگاه تاپ دنیا آی بی رو میپذیرن. خیلی ها اصلا میگن تو آی بی گذروندی، مثلا نمیخواد ترم اول دانشگاه رو بگذرونی، ترم دوم، بلکه خیلی چیزا رو همینجا گذروندید. شما میخواد آینده‌تون رو بسازین. خیلی پدر مادر از من میپرسن ما میخوایم برای بچه‌هامون خونه بخریم، سرمایه گذاری چی پیشنهاد میکنی؟ من میگم رو ادویکیشن، رو تحصیلاتشون. اینجا جاشه. بعضی از این مدارس من میرم دعوتم میکنن، واقعا اصلا ایمپرس میشم. It would be great if you also said in Arabic how IB is accepted all around the world. Like, you know, if someone targets to study in Harvard, Stanford, Cambridge, Oxford, which diploma he should get, you know? I think you can explain that in Arabic.
شوي لنحكي بالعربي عن شو هو الIB diploma. الاي بي دبلوما هو سيرتيفيكت بياخده التلميذ وقت يتخرج من بعد ما يخلص جريد 11 وجريد 12 بنفس المواد اللي هن ست مواد بده ينقيهم، ثلاثه ليفل عالي وثلاثه ستاندرد. هلا الاي بي دبلوما شوي شوي هي عم تاخذ محل كل الدبلوماز الباقيه حول العالم. الاي بي دبلوما هي مثل تيكت انك تروح على حيلا جامعه بالعالم ويعرفوا الشهاده اللي لك شو هي وتخولك انك تفوت من دون صعوبه او من دون اكسترا اكزامينيشن او اسسمنتس، عشان اول ما يشوفوا الاي بي دبلوما ويشوفوا السبجكتس اللي انت اخذها you are directly accepted and you start where you want to start. البوينت الثانيه هي انه اذا الواحد عارف شو هو بده يعمل بالجامعة، لنقول بدك تكون دكتور أو بدك تكون مهندس وتاخد هاي ليفل ماث أو هاي ليفل فيزيكس أو هاي ليفل كيمستري، الليفل اللي انت عم تاخده بالمدرسة وقت تعمل الاي بي دبلوما هو very high و very known في اليونيفرسيتي، كتير معروف في اليونيفرسيتيز انه هيدا عامل ماث هاي ليفل، فبيخلص من أول صف بالجامعة. يعني انت مش بس عم تعمل دبلوما عم بتقويك، بس عم بتفوتك على الجامعة قوي وعم بتسهل عليك انك تلاقي طريقك وتشق طريقك بالجامعة اول ما تفوت.
Okay. So guys, you want to build your future, especially our Arab speaker students and pupils. You deserve to study in the universities like the top ones. Iranians, Arabs. This is the time. You should take and occupy more seats in Harvard, in Stanford, in Oxford, in top universities. If you really study, you work on it, you can do it. Dreams may come true if you believe it, if you invest only on yourself. So I really say it from my heart. I would love to see many of you studying in the top schools and universities and changing the world in a positive way. So let's go to the other classes, okay?
And speaking of also Oxford and Cambridge, we have many students who graduated already from our school, who are in many Ivy League schools in the United States and very top schools. We have.
So we have already students who studied in Cambridge and Oxford.
Cambridge, King's College in London, London Business School.
Wow.
MIT.
MIT.
Also Boston University.
I think MIT was last year the top university in the world, Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Exactly. 100%.
Yeah.
We also have students who just go to the States and have and pursue their education in all the fields. So this is just a side note for you to know that also our students have their pathway more or less thought about. So, and this is what they want to pursue.
بچه ها اینجا ما دانش آموز ایرانی و عرب زیاد داریم نگاه کن اسما هم ایرانی و عربه میبینید که البته چند تاشون خود من آوردم اینجا okay. بچه ها اینجا برای شیمی شونه اینا چند تا لابراتوار دارن مثلا 10-20 ما گذاریم چند تا رو بیاریم تو نگاه کنیم فضا رو ببینید همه جا ویدیو پروژکتور امکانات خب ببین مدرسه خصوصی یه تفاوتی که داره اینه که بچه‌ها امکانات خیلی بیشتری دارن مدرسه دولتی رو هم دیدیم دیگه ولی دیگه این امکانات واقعا اصلا دانشگاه هم نمیتونم اینقدر شرط داره نداره حالا خیلی عجیبه خیلی من واقعا خودم تحت تاثیر قرار گرفتم بچه ها ما امروز اومدیم اینجا بعد یکی از بچه‌هایی که خودمون فرستادیم امیر مهدی عزیز رو اینجا داریم و خیلی هم خوشتیپه باباش هم دوست منه خب خوشحالیم از این که در خدمت هستیم امیر جان اولا خودتو معرفی کن
من امیر مهدی بوعلی هستم الان سال سوم اینجام الان در کلاس دهم هستم و 16 سالمه
پارسال هم اینجا بودی داره؟
پارسال و پیرسال بله الان سال سومه
پس راضی بودی که دو سه سال اومدی؟
100%.
آره بعد الان تو مدرسه بودی من لابراتوار و امکانات و بعد فسیلیتیز دیدم اصلا خودم ایمپرس شدم
درسته
بعد چجوریه راضی هستی؟ خوشحالی اومدی؟
آره 100%. راضیتش خب حالا راجع به ایران داریم صحبت میکنیم در یه حالتی خیلی از ایران بهتره راضیتش اصلا درجه یکه و اصلا شاید بالای 60 تا مثلا ملیت مختلف داریم از دانش آموزا همه رو یه جور با هم رفتار میکنن نه ربطی داره دین مثلا ربطی داره براشون یعنی مثلا مشکلی ندارن باهاش نه ربطی داره چه زبونی نه چه جوری هستین چه جوری به نظر میرسین همه رو مثل هم دقیقا یه حالت کامیونیتیه دیگه حالت فامیلی ماننده خودشون این خودشونین دقیقا عضو خانوادهشونین
این خیلی مهمه ها حس کردی این خانواده است حواست
100%.
یادت روز اول من دیدم یه خانه من مثلا تو یه رستوران با هم نشسته بودیم بعد گفتم زیاد نگران نباش که الان دیگه اون حسار رو کاملا احساس امروز بهم گفتی کاملا جا افتاده دیگه
بله 100%.
خودت بعد خواهرت هم اینجا درس میخونه
بله خواهرم هم یک سال از خودم کوچیک‌ترن اونم گرید 9 کلاس 9مه و حالا من نسبتا خودم دنبالش بودم ولی موقعی که مثلا من نبودم هم کاراشو انجام داده بهش رسیدن همه کاراشو کردن
واقعا خیلی فضاش به نظر پوزیتیو و مثبت
اینه
بعد روزی که اومدی زبانت خیلی پرفکت نبود الان دیدم با مدیر مدرسه اینا همه انگلیسی عالی حرف میزنی اینقدر خوب رو زبان کار میکنن
آره و به خاطر اینکه خب ارتباطات باید زیاد باشه دیگه انسان هم که کلا میدونید دیگه یا چیزیه که یا فردی یا حالت چیزیه که نمیتونه تنها باشه و ارتباط نداشته باشه سال اول شاید داره سخت باشه براشون حالا 100% که سخت میشه ولی کمکت میکنن خیلی هول هم راه درست رو نشون میدن هم هولت میدن سمت همون راه نمیذارن جای اشتباه بریم
الان داشتیم با مدیر مدرسه دکتر هاوس صحبت میکردیم
بله.
بعد بهم گفتش که ما به بچه ها فضا میدیم که تو بهترین دانشگاه درس بخونن دانشگاه وین که میدونی تقریبا مجانیه
بله.
بعد میگه بچه های ما حتی بعضی مثلا معلم با خانم تلین صحبت میکرد میگه خیلی بچه ها رفتن آکسفورد
آی بی همینه دیگه آی بی پروگرام دیپلمش همینه دیپلمش 100% توی جهان خیلی دست بالاست و همه جا هم قبولش دارن کلان یه حالت اینترنشناله
اوکی دن اونستلی یو ار هپی تو استادی هیر رایت
یا اوبویسلی لوک اوریثینگ از فاین اند وی هاف لاتس اف فان
Okay.
Always.
این فانی که میگی. What kind of fun do you have? چی؟
Well, okay, for example, like in boarding, we have like really cool boarding parents.
Okay.
They just like treat us like their kids basically. They treat like children and like
they own children,
care.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They always care about us. We have lots of like activities, like fun activities.
Okay.
In boarding and like in school, basically, I would say like there's no way that you don't learn anything.
Okay.
You learn something.
You have to learn something.
It's not your choice. It's just like it is kind of your choice, but like you'll learn something.
Okay. That's the most important part.
Yeah, cause like yeah.
And I was told that you have got a great gym and they take you every weekend outside.
It's basically the activities, and yeah, we all like kind of participate in it, and like we have fun. Like we have fun always. We always have fun.
من اینا رو به بچه ها بگم که امیر مهدی چی گفت. ببینید اصلا I'm very proud. امیر وقتی اومده بود اینجا خدایش خب این سطح زبان و اینقدر فلوئنت الان دیدم عالی. ما بهت افتخار میکنیم. امیدوارم توی که تاپ 10 دانشگاه دنیا درس بخونی. باعث افتخار ما بودی هستی و بیشتر خواهی شد. و میخوام به بچه های ایرونی بگم که همه میتونن مثل امیر، چون داشت میگفت که آخر هفته همیشه میبرم بیرون و خیلی جمله قشنگی گفت. چقدر قشنگ تحلیل کردی. گفت اینجا نمیتونی چیزی یاد نگیری، اینجا بهت یاد میدن. خیلی قشنگ بود، خیلی عالی بود و من واقعا از این موضوع خوشحالم. امیر جان خیلی ممنونم. و این نکته هم که گفتی که واقعا احساس میکنن انگار احساس میکنی تو خانواده خودتی. این پدر مادر واقعا حتی بیشتر انگار توجه میکنن. بچه‌ها دم اینقدر خوشحالن.
همیشه توجه هست، همیشه دنبال کاراتن، دنبال اینن که ببینن مثلا انتخابی که میکنی درست انتخاب خودت ها، ولی دوستان ببینن درسته یا نه.
مشاور اصلا دارید برای همین کارا؟
بله، بهتون ادوایس میدن، بهتون یه سری نصیحت ها میکنن. خیلی اصلا کلن لیول بالای سطحش خیلی بالاست.
من ازت خیلی ممنونم.
ممنونم.
متشکرم که شرکت کردید. Thank you. Hello, thank you for taking part. Please, if you can just tell us shortly, introduce yourself and your background, we would be very happy to hear about that.
It's lovely to meet you. Thank you very much for inviting me to be a part of this video. My name is Graham Malkin and I'm the head of boarding here at Amadeus International School. I come from a background of boarding, health and safety and outdoor education.
Okay.
I've been working in education for around 20-25 years, even though
Fantastic.
I don't look it in terms of age. I've recently joined Amadeus based on the fact that I am attracted to the fact that it is an international community based in Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
Vienna is a very safe city. It's ranked very high on the quality of life index, the quality of living. And for our students, it provides many opportunities, not just in terms of learning, but in terms of lifelong skills and growth.
Mm-hmm.
We have the mountains on our doorstep. We have this incredible city with culture and music. And it serves our students and our community very well.
Okay, great. I was told that Vienna was one of the top capital cities in the world. So now back to our school, to here. We've got great dormitories we have in the videos. And one of the questions is the families are a bit worried about, you know, the cultural and mental and religious points. What about the Arab and Iranian, our pupils? Do we have, let's say, the religious cautious points for our students? Do we have any place for praying? Any considerations regarding the religious ceremonies? Could you please tell us about that?
Absolutely. That's a really good question. And that's forefront in our mind when we're planning for an international community. So we have students from around the world. And one of the important things is to make sure that we make provision for their religious preferences and to enable them to celebrate and follow their religion. So that might mean that, for instance, we have a dedicated prayer room, which we do have here.
Okay.
We're aware of different preferences on food. And that we separate the food from the pork and things like that. And we also make
So there
sure
is no pork?
For Muslims.
For Muslims, there is no pork.
They can have the different.
The food is separated.
You're separated.
We also have considerations for prayer time for students that require that. Mm-hmm. Having worked in the Middle East myself for 15 years, mm-hmm. I am well tuned in to the fact. I have a good understanding of the region's different religious preferences.
Okay, so, and بچه just I'm saying the Farsi speaking students بچه هیچ خوکی برای بچه های مسلم نیستش. اونایی که مسلم هستن لازم نیست که پرک بخورن. ساعت نماز گفتن براتون جدا شده، خیلی مهم بود. و about the dormitories, I was told that the students, the pupils, girls and boys, they're totally separated, right?
That's correct, yeah. So we, again, that's a really important part of living as one community. But although we are one community, we are actually clearly separated and delineated by gender.
Okay.
So the girls live on one wing, which has secure doors, which are controlled by electronic chips, and the boys live on the other wing. And we have staff that supervise and live on those wings. So we have teachers that are there 24 hours a day.
Okay.
And our students are extremely well behaved, and they know that obviously those areas are out of bounds. And testimonial to that is the fact that we have around 10 to 15% of our student population is from Iran. So we and we are growing because we are finding our students and their families really, Amadeus really appeals to them.
Great. So we have Iranian students here. We will meet one of them today. So the good point. And regarding especially the girls, you know, when they come and study here, parents are a bit concerned. When someone, for example, gets sick, some problems comes out. Have we got any ideas, any preparation for such situation?
Yeah, another very good question. So we have families, we reassure families, and of course we provide care for our students. We have a dedicated nurse who lives in the boarding house.
Okay.
She is a professionally trained nurse.
Okay.
And she is in charge of all the medication and seeing to the minor ailments, so the minor injuries or illnesses.
Okay.
Then we have a school doctor who comes once a week, and students can make an appointment to see that doctor, and the school doctor bases themselves here in the school.
On campus.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then just in case we need it, we have a hospital 5 minutes away, although we
5 minutes away. Okay.
5 minutes on the doorstep.
Okay, and as I can see, you are in one of the best places in Vienna. I mean, 18th District is very nice, green place. Regarding the entertainment, you know, there are holidays, maybe students need something to entertain. What is the plan for this condition, for these hours?
Well, the beauty of our location is while we are in a large city, we are on the edge of the large city, which means we've got the best of both worlds.
Okay.
At any point, we can dip into the city and explore the museums, the art galleries, and all the attractions Vienna has to offer. And on the other side, we are close to the countryside. So we have beautiful forests, woodlands, mountains,
wow,
rivers, and lakes. And so at the weekend, we spend quite a bit of time. We employ a dedicated trip organizer who is focused on providing activities for the students. It might be paddleboarding, it might be canoeing, hiking, visiting the museum. This weekend we are doing a volleyball competition, and last weekend we arranged for the students to go to a downhill toboggan. So,
oh my God, okay.
Lots of fun things that are taking place to ensure the students aren't bored and they're engaged, but we also balance that with downtime, free time as well, so that they have a chance to explore their own interests.
Okay, thank you very much. I think this was great. And if we may, today we go inside the dormitory. We show the students some part of the dormitory, how well it is organized. I think you have thought about all details.
Well, I'm really looking forward to showing you around the dormitories. We consider this 5-star boarding. While we're not a hotel, we consider our standards are 5-star.
5-star.
It's a brand new boarding house. It has a capacity of 130 students. All have their own duplex rooms where there is a study area on the ground and a second floor for sleeping. It really is state of the art. It's been designed over the period of 3 years and we recently opened just a month ago. So it's good timing that you're here.
Okay, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
If we may, we go and see the place.
Absolutely.
Maybe you can give us some other words about the facilities there and we will get more familiar, okay?
Looking forward to it. So the beauty of this campus is because we have all the buildings are actually quite close.
Yeah.
So we have a separation of around 100 meters between the buildings, which means that students are always on time to class.
Just 1 minute.
Exactly. And it's all self-contained with a large perimeter fence. So the safety is brilliant. And as you can see, the small roads we have here are all part of our beautiful campus, quite close together.
So here is the school's main area, and here is the campus, I mean the place that they stay and they sleep. So
right on their doorstep.
It's very safe.
Yeah, and very convenient.
Safe. Very convenient, yes. Here is the dormitory. Students stay here. بچه اینجا جایی که شما قراره بخوابید و غذا بخورید به اینها. بچه ها همین جوری سرزده اومدیم تو اتاقی که از بچه ها و اینجا رو بچه ها براتون میگیرن. نگاه که دو طبقه دو نفرن تو این اتاق، ولی اون بالا اتاقاش جدا سپریت کاملا. اوکی؟ اصلا انگار یه آپارتمان کوچولو، فقط آشپزخونه‌اش بیرونه. خیلی جالبه.
So Mr. Amir, this is a typical room. Okay. This is a student room that is shared by two people. And we designed these specifically to make use of the high ceiling. So we have down here is the study area.
Yes.
And areas where the students can put their belongings, and we have cupboards. And then we have the
It's
stairs.
All cupboards, right?
These are all cupboards.
All place for the clothes, and there is also a toilet and bathroom here.
There's a toilet and bathroom, which is for the students to okay. use.
So here is the studying area, here is the cupboard, toilet. So the students have everything in their own room.
Yeah, and plenty of space.
Plenty of space.
You separate the study area for the sleeping area upstairs. And of course, because there are two people sharing, they have the privacy of two compartments.
This I can see.
Yeah.
This was my question, that they're totally separated, right? Yeah. If they close the door, they have their private small room also.
Exactly, yeah.
This is fantastic. And then they want to study, they can come and study together.
Yeah.
So it gives you, it motivates you more. You see, everything's prepared for studies, you know?
Yeah.
I can see that. So, and for the cleaning and stuff, are there any help? I mean, someone.
So, the rooms are cleaned once a day.
Once a day?
Yeah, the students are provided with fresh towels, fresh sheets once a week. Their uniform is washed for them and ironed, and it's all put back in their room. So, like a hotel service, but in a school.
As you said, like the five-stars hotel. Yeah. Let me just translate. بچه ها میگن ما هتل نیستیم، ولی پنج ستاره هتل رعایت کردیم. هر روز تمیز میشن. اینجا اتاقا هر روز تمیز میشه، لباسا براشون اتو میشه، میزنن توی کمدشون. و جالب اینجاست که وقتی اینا میان هفته یه بار مثلا کل ملافه ها رو تمیز میکنن، عوض میکنن. So the student, our students do not think about cleaning or ironing. Actually, they get kind of service from the school. And it's all inside the tuition fee. It's covered by the tuition fee.
This is all provided by the tuition fee. There is one life skill that we do work on, which is their own personal clothes. We encourage them to learn how to use the washing machine.
Okay.
So for their personal clothes, they wash their own personal clothes. But for the school uniform, the things that are important in terms of making it smart, we help them with that.
It is interesting how you thought about all details. I will tell it also in Farsi, so our Iranian students get it. بچه ها برای لباس شخصیتون که دوست ندارین کسی دست بزنه، washing machine دارین، لباس شویی دارین که خودشون براتون خودتون میتونید تمیز کنید و بشورید، ولی مثلا برای یونیفرمتون اینا رو که میخواین اتو بشه مدرسه براتون انجام میده. This is actually very cool. So at night is always like here very silent and quiet place.
Yep.
They can study without any kind of noise or
This is a solid building. It's double glazing, so it's warm in the winter as well. We have heating, central heating throughout the building, and they have, yes, their own private areas. But if they want to socialize and they want to spend time with others, they can come out of their room, and we have a social room. We have the prayer room at the end of the corridor.
Oh, the prayer room is at the end of the...
is at the end of the corridor.
Okay.
And we also have a kitchen for each wing. They have their own personal kitchen, which is stocked with food on a daily basis. With all, and if they want to cook, they can. Or we provide the food and we cook the food for them. With
okay.
our chef. We have a dedicated chef on site.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
What we have a look?
Please.
Okay.
And could we also see the private rooms? I've heard that they can also choose to be totally alone, a separated room. Is there something like this?
We normally encourage them to share.
Okay.
It's that sort of camaraderie, so they're not, you know, alone.
Okay. Then we camera then and yes. Okay. Let's go. بچه ها این سمت و این سمت کاملا جداست. یه طرف کاملا مال دختراست، یه طرف مال پسراست. هر کی فقط سمت خودش، مثلا پسرها اجازه ندارن تو سمت دخترا برن، دخترا اجازه ندارن سمت دختر. مثلا اون کلیدی که دارن اون درو باز نمی‌کنن. همه چی رو فکر کردن. بچه ها نگاه کنین چقدر تمیز و خوشگل آشپزخونه دون. They always get the cook. I mean, there is a chef cook for them. And this is only for snacks. When they are hungry themselves, they want to do something. Yeah. It's great, actually. بچه ها میخواییم بریم غذا خوردن و غذاهاشون هم ببینیم. غیر از این چیزی که از آشپزخونه دیدین، بچه ها اینجا براشون آشپزی میشه. این فقط برای سنک بود. بچه ها غذا توی تویشن فیشون هست. کامل مهمون مدرسن هر روز. صبح، شب، نهار، همه چی. یه اتاق هم داریم که بچه ها برای انترتینمنت دارن، ما بعدا ویدیوشو براتون میذاریم، تیوی دارن، دور هم جمع میشن، میگن، میخندن، عشق و حال میکنن، خیلی فضاش پازیتیوه، خیلی پازیتیوه، واقعا جاتون خالی، ای کاش که بودین اینجا از نزدیک میدیدین. الان امیر مهدی من گفتش کن بالا با هم دور هم جمع میشن و ما ویدیوش هم براتون میذاریم، باشه؟ بچه ها اینجا جایی که اینا غذا میخورن. خب بریم با هم ببینیم. سالاد بار، این دسرش، نگاه کنید همه جور غذا. Every day we have different recipes, and as I can see, we have soup. Today is fish, salad bar, dessert, all different, right?
Yep.
So
we break it down into every boarding student receives a big, large, healthy breakfast.
Okay.
Lunch is a three-course meal, starting with soup, and then the main, and then also a dessert, and it is accompanied by a salad bar. So we are encouraging students to eat healthy diets, and there's just plenty of food. It's tasty, it's healthy, and we keep an eye on what they're eating. And then in the evening, we also have a three-course dinner, which again is a starter, a main, and a dessert.
A dessert.
So yeah, they are well fed.
And they're all covered by the tuition fee?
This is all included in the tuition fee, yes.
So students could have this perfect meal. And then besides, you will have your snacks and your own kitchen when you're hungry, for example, at night. You can just have your fried egg or whatever you want. That would be great, actually.
So essentially, we deal for every single preference there is, every single dietary requirement, you name it, we cater for that, which is quite unusual in schools.
Exactly.
To have individual plans.
So, for example, for vegetarians, for the Muslims, بچه برای هر تایپی از گروه غذای جدا داریم. من فقط خواستم شما اینجا رو ببینید چقدر باحاله. مثلا اگه شما مسلمانی غذای خاص خودتون دارین، ویژیتریان هستین، ویگن هستین، هر کی غذای خودش رو داره. پرفکت. Thank you very much. Thank you. اومدیم توی بخش دیگه اصلا از مدرسه، یعنی نگاه کنیم از اون جاده از اون بالا اومدیم پایین، نمیدونم چقدر راه بود، یه 5 دقیقه 10 دقیقه پیاده روی بود توی مدرسه و الان میخوایم بریم جیم. شما نگاه کنیم مدرسهش، من یادم اون موقع دانشگاهی که ما تو شهرک غرب میرفتیم اینقدر بزرگ نبود که این مدرسه اینقدر بزرگه، واقعا فضاش کوله. حالا بریم با هم جیم رو ببینیم. بریم. ناگفته نمونه، هم بچه ها من باشون صحبت میکنم خیلی هپیان، هم استفشون کارمنداشون خیلی به ما احترام گذاشتن، خیلی پازیتیفن. بچه ها یه قسمت از باشگاهه که مثلا برای بسکتبال و فوتبال داخل چیز سالونه، بعد اونجا توپای مختلف، همه چی اصلا نگاه کنید، روپ، بعد همه لاکر روم جدا دارن، اون طرف دوباره جیم بدنسازی دارن. بچه ها وسایل هاکی رو اینجا میبینین، توپای مختلف، چه میدونم تشک، دروازه برای فوتبال، همه چی. میگم این مدرسه های ماست دیگه، شبیه مدرسه های ما، یه ذره حالا متفاوته. حالا ما کامپیوتر روم و چیزای دیگهش نرفتیم، اگه بدونید چقدر اونجا امکانات دارن.
Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Carsten Klöger. I am the head of the secondary school here at Amadeus Vienna.
Okay. And could you please just tell us your academic background, please?
My own academic background is in philosophy, English and history. And my PhD research many, many years ago was about medieval history. And I decided after that to move into education, become a school teacher, and then move into school management, school leadership. And it was the beginning of the beautiful journey that led me to Amadeus last year.
Okay, so you came to Amadeus to work on this educational field.
Indeed, yes.
And I was told that you've studied your PhD at Oxford University.
That's correct. That was, 20 years ago now. And became a school teacher about 10 years ago and moved into school leadership. And I have been here for 1 year now as the head of secondary. Starting my second year and very exciting journey so far, and
great.
Developing the school further, bringing it to the next level.
And maybe you can tell us about the academic preparation here in the school. What's your plan for the students who study here? Do they have the chance to study in Oxford, top universities?
Yes. Starting with grade 12, the students who are about to finish or will take the examinations in May, they receive guidance and counseling from our college counselor, our careers advisor, Mrs. De Vries, and we are trying to find the right career path, the right university choice for each of our students in the final year.
Okay.
Then going back 1 year, grade 11, the penultimate year, there the challenge is to find the right international baccalaureate diploma program courses for each of our students to prepare them for university. And then going backwards to grade 10, 9, 8 and so forth and so forth, that is where we run the middle years program, also an international baccalaureate program, where students are prepared for the diploma program in the final 2 years. And so this is all part of an educational journey leading up to the diploma examinations, which happen every year in May. And even before students take their final examinations, they have usually already chosen a university that they would like to attend. Can be Oxford, can be other universities in the US, in Austria, in Germany. And they usually submit their applications before they even take their final examinations, and then the universities usually make a conditional offer.
Ah, okay.
Accepting the student if he or she achieves a certain amount of points. So then it's usually a very exciting period for everyone between the university offer and the final examinations when they see if they achieve what they need to achieve.
So as I understand, even each student has separate consultation, separate plan.
Correct.
And you consider all the students separately in different, and you have plan for them.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
So for every single student in the final year cohort in grade 12, there is an individual plan. Our university council knows exactly which university the student is targeting, and there's a sort of custom-made, custom-tailored preparation for the student.
Wow, it's great actually. And I was told that right now, Amados have already had some students in top universities like King's College, Oxford, MIT, and students not only from beside the music and arts, they can also, the current students also can plan for the top universities.
Yeah.
Is that true that they also learn beside the English languages like German, and they can attend the kind of free universities of Austria, right?
Correct, correct. There are certain conditions that students have to meet to attend an Austrian university. There has to be a certain level of German.
Okay.
And as far as I know, in order for the International Baccalaureate to be recognized as a university entrance qualification in Germany, for example, certain criteria have to be met. There's the language aspect. For Germany, not so much for Austria, but for Germany, the subject combination has to be right. There has to be maths at a higher level. Students have to have studied science at a higher level. So it's easier to take the International Baccalaureate to an American university or a British university. In Germany, it can be a bit of a challenge. In Austria, it's relatively easy to study with the baccalaureate.
Okay, okay. But the IB is accepted in Austrian American universities and England.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and if students want to study here, they want to learn German beside their English, the school has the plan and they provide the courses for free, right?
Correct.
I mean, covered by the tuition fee.
Correct. As a school that is licensed by the Austrian state, our school has to be licensed. We can't just license. We cannot just open a private school and then run the private school. The Department of Education Austria has to approve the school. And for it to be licensed, we have to offer German. So there's German at every level up to and including grade 10.
Okay.
And then if students wish to continue, they don't have to continue, but if they wish to continue, they can still take German in years 11 and 12 in the diploma program. Somebody who comes to us with no German at all in primary school or even in year 6, I would think that he or she would be able to study at an Austrian university after year 12. We can make that possible.
Okay, great. And Dr. Haus told me that the school could help students to find their pathway, even to be a lawyer, a doctor,
or a great
engineer. Yeah.
Correct. That's also part of the careers counseling process. So careers counseling for us encompasses advice on the correct career path or suitable career path for the boy or the girl, but then also university advice as what universities to go to or to apply to. So yeah, we like to look for the individual potential in every student and guide them towards their career goal.
Okay, and one of my maybe last questions is, you know, beside this academic work and field, emotional and mental and the spiritual part is important. Does a school have kind of plan for this? If some students get homesick or they have problems, is there anything for them also?
Absolutely. We on many levels. Level one, I would say, it's already part of our curriculum.
Okay.
It's called PSHE, Personal Social Health Education.
Okay.
And questions such as mental health, emotional health, well-being are discussed in the PSHE curriculum at every year level from grade 6 up to grade 12. It's very much part of the curriculum.
Okay.
So that's the curriculum side of things. We have a school counselor.
Okay.
Who is responsible for primary and for secondary students. Students can speak to her with any issues they may have.
Okay.
Then there's a safeguarding committee. It's a group of senior management members whose job it is to to ensure that students' well-being, safeguarding, protection from harm comes first in everything we do.
Okay.
So we have the curriculum, we have the institutional setup to make this possible, and we have the staffing to make this possible. And you're absolutely right to raise this point. For us, it's crucial. Student happiness, student well-being, for us is a precondition for learning. Without this, nothing else can happen in the school.
Okay, so as I understand, there are two fields beside the academic, mentally, and you have plans for both of them. Very in detail, mm-hmm. Everything's clear.
Yeah.
And then a student comes here, he's a member of a family, academic family, to find his pathway.
Correct.
And you even have plan for helping him to enter the right university, the proper university,
yes. Yes.
And to find his pathway.
Yes. Yeah. And encouraging them along the way, sometimes it takes a bit of encouragement. Sometimes it happens that students realize how much work is involved to actually get to that university of their choice. It's one thing to put a name down on a form and another thing to then realize, oh, this is the amount of work I have to do to get there. But it's normal, and we help the students along the way.
And the last point, I have students and pupils come to me, most of them from Middle East, Arabic-speaking or Iranian-speaking areas. They ask if they really can enter the good universities. Their dream is to go to some, for example, to go to Oxford, mm-hmm. to Cambridge, King's College, such great universities, mm-hmm. and to change their future.
Absolutely.
What is your words to them?
Absolutely, you can. There's no reason why students from around the world cannot achieve what I personally achieve, what my wife achieved, what some of our students achieve. These are great universities. Ultimately, it's important to find the right university for you. If that perfect university for you happens to be Harvard or Oxford, great. But there's no reason why you can't achieve it. It takes hard work, it takes dedication, it takes discipline, it takes passion for your learning, and a clear vision of where you want to go, and then a little bit of luck also. But I would encourage everyone to try.
Okay, so everybody, you're also invited to one of the top schools in Europe. You can study here, mm-hmm. and you can change your life and your future if you are into academic fields and you want to study. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Hello everybody. Today I came to one of the top schools in Europe. You know, I have always had this dream to help especially the people in Middle East to remove poverty and to move toward the better life. When I came to Europe to study, I had this question in my mind. Why, for example, my country, Iran, is in difficult situation? Why people here live in another situation? And you know, this question, this dilemma was always in front of me, and somehow I reached this point that if we want to change our situation, our life, we have to change here. We have to change the method of the education. And that's why I started to work with many schools, universities, academic centers, and I helped in, I can tell you, it's been like 20 years I've been helping the universities, colleges, and also students to find the right partner, let's say, the right choice for themselves. And here I am. Now, today, I came and, you know, to one of the very, very top schools, which you can see everything's great and green, beautiful, everything's organized, and we will have a tour here. To tell you the truth, I was very impressed
then I've heard about the school and how facilitized they are. And when we came, all the staffs were very nice. They've been very kind to us. You know, this is the place if you want to change. Especially when I speak about the change, I speak about the change in your mind and your thought. If you target to study in top universities, in the good ones, you should start from some point. And it could be a good choice, the right one. We've had a tour inside the school and, you know, I can tell you, they have thought about all details, everything. And again, I tell myself, you know, for example, someone from Iran or Saudi Arabia or many other countries, many parents have been talking to me in last few years, let's say in last two decades. And, you know, they tell me sometimes, we want to invest on our children, we want to buy some apartments for them for their future. And telling you the truth, I guess there is no investment like the education. You want to invest on your children, invest on education and how you build his future in this academic way. The pathway should be the way right to the proper career, a right choice for a boy. My idea, my opinion, I would say, is to make him a good father, a healthy character for his family, his society, and to give him a right and proper education to live in a great career. So this is the place I've been thinking about. I go around the Europe and many countries, maybe in future in Canada, US, to make videos from the academic centers to encourage you to study, to change your future, no matter where you are, no matter what your situation is. You can build your future. You can change. It is in your hand. It's your own decision. It's your call. Do it. Do it right now. Begin your life in another pathway. I hope you enjoyed this video. And I hope the hope itself came to your life. And you made a new decision. Thanks for watching. You can subscribe on our channel, on our Instagram page, website. We're always here to help you and your family to select a right choice for your future, for your academic life. And I will see you in the next movie. Thanks, goodbye.